Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Dr. Celia Corbo from Corbo Chiropractic in Etobicoke. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Roger.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
We talked a little bit off camera,
yeah.
But you've recently moved your clinic. Can you kind of walk us through a little bit about, you know, where you are and why you do what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're located in Etobicoke. Right now, we're near the Costco at Queensway and Islington, the most famous landmark of Etobicoke.
Right.
As soon as you say we're right by the Costco, everyone's like, oh yeah, I know exactly
Everybody
where
knows.
You are. Yeah, exactly. So we moved there, I want to say June of this year.
Wow.
Previously, we were at 427 and Burnham Thorpe for about three and a half years. And then we were expanding. We needed more space. I wanted to offer more services to my patients. So we are now by the Costco at Queensway and Islington, right on Plastics Avenue.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So very high traffic.
Yeah, very dense area. Lots of condos in the area, lots of homes, just lots of foot traffic. So it's wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah.
So who would your average patient be?
Anyone that has back pain, I would say. That's the very common niche that we see. I guess it's the way that chiropractic is marketed, where people with back pain or neck pain. So that is more the general population of who we see. But really, what I like to advocate for chiropractic is that we are very much a wellness holistic service. So anyone who may not really be in pain, but just wants to enhance the way that their body functions, we're open to helping them as well.
Cool. So you mentioned you have other services.
Yeah.
Is that in addition to chiropractic medicine?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So predominantly we are a chiropractic clinic, but we also offer registered massage therapy. We have custom orthotics, and then we also do have infrared sauna.
No way.
Yeah.
Is that rare? I've not heard of that at a chiropractic clinic.
You know what? I used to work at a clinic that had infrared sauna, and I also love going to like Thermea or Veta, where they have that hydrotherapy aspect to it. So it was kind of no-brainer that when I opened up a bigger clinic, I wanted to have something like that in the clinic. But infrared is amazing because infrared is a spectrum of light. And there's three different wavelengths of infrared, where you have the close, which helps with skin, you have the mid that helps with bones and muscles and vasculature, and then you have the far, which actually helps with deep detox within the organs. So our infrared sauna, it's a medically certified sauna, and it does all three of those things in conjunction with red light therapy as well, and also a salt mister to help with respiration and skin.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And how long would somebody sit in there typically?
It depends. We have services from 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or 60 minutes. Just depends on how much you can tolerate. Usually 30 minutes is the most popular, just because it can get quite hot. Because with infrared sauna, you are sitting in there and it heats you up from the inside. So unlike a traditional sauna where you walk in and the heat smacks you in the face.
Right.
This one, it's more of a buildup of that heat. And 30 minutes is what people can tolerate in the beginning. And then as you get more accustomed to it, you can increase the time.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That must be popular at your clinic.
You know what? I'm hoping it does get to be popular.
Yeah.
It's summertime right now. I feel like we live in a sauna the moment.
Why go into a sauna when it's 35 out?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sure.
But yeah, definitely in the wintertime, I know that I would love to be using it in the winter.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Keeps you nice and warm.
Cool. So the whole premise of this podcast is to highlight local business owners who are helping people feel better, which is, I suspect, something that you do on a daily basis.
Yes.
Can you speak a little bit about to your experience helping people feel better?
Yeah. So again, like I mentioned, everyone thinks chiropractic is very much for the low back pain and the neck pain. Yes, we do see people that come in with those ailments, but the way that our clinic focuses on healthcare is in a more neurostructural way. So we're focusing on the person's nervous system and how the brain and the body are talking to each other. And sometimes that connection can be interfered with, and that communication is not optimal. So the patient presents with some kind of symptom. So we're really focusing on enhancing that communication through the chiropractic adjustments and through lifestyle choices that promote more of a health and wellness lifestyle, as opposed to just, okay, come in for your adjustments and then leave and come back
right.
in a day or two or in
that's
the next
fascinating.
Week. Yeah.
And that's wonderful to hear. I mean, I used to see chiropractors when I was younger because I was an athlete.
Yeah.
And you would just sit down and they'd crack away
and
off
it.
You go and then you'd have to come back and it was a bit of a cycle. But this sounds like a better approach because it's a little bit more holistic in nature.
Yeah, I just had a new patient yesterday who's been coming in. It was actually a second appointment, and he's been to another chiropractor before for the same issue, low back pain, of course. And upon coming in to see us, I did a whole body evaluation and actually determined that he also needs his neck treated as well. Yeah. And upon giving him a neck adjustment, he immediately started to sweat. He immediately started to have a reaction, which is really good because it tells us that the nervous system was immediately changed.
Right.
So when you're sweating, that's a sign of your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight or flight. And this gentleman, unfortunately, was living in such a fight or flight mode that he, even though he felt relaxed sometimes, his body was not understanding the message of relaxation. So once we did the adjustment of the neck, his body completely changed. He had that reaction, but it also helped his low back.
Really? So,
yeah, because the neck and the low back are actually mirror points of each other.
So So fixing something in his neck actually helped to
help the back,
calm him and to reduce stress?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And especially in today's era with a lot of technology, we're always looking down at our phones, or even if a screen is in front of you, you have this look down.
Yeah.
We call that flexion.
Okay.
And when there's flexion in the spine, particularly, there's a lot of tension in the spinal cord. Now the body will try its best to preserve the neck and the brain because this is the vital organ that controls everything. But that tension has to pull from somewhere, and it can actually pull from the low back. So your low back is under a lot of tension. The spine is just under all this load, trying to keep the neck and the head in a more optimal position. So we have connectivity there.
Like hunting for the woolly mammoth.
Exactly.
Right? Not looking at your Instagram account.
Yeah, exactly. But then when you bring your head back up, you might feel that everything starts to subside. So that's why it's really important to, in my opinion, at least as a chiropractor, to look at everything, because what could be happening in one spot could be actually coming from a completely different area, depending on the positioning or the lifestyle of that person.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. So lifestyle plays a huge part in it. So do you counsel people on lifestyle changes and maybe even nutritional changes, I guess that kind of dovetails into lifestyle too.
Absolutely. Yeah. I always tell my patients, this is a 50-50 effort. I would love to just fix you, but if you're going to come here, get an adjustment, and then go home and keep living the same lifestyle that brought you here in the first place, we will see progress, but we're just not going to see the progress that you're wanting in order to become a healthier and more optimal human being.
Right.
And I always encourage my patients, please email me questions. I do ask about diet and lifestyle, sleep and stress, very comprehensive initial exam, so I can totally understand where they're coming from. So that way, when I am tailoring any kind of treatment plan, I know what can work with their lifestyle and how this can be a beautiful addition to it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Cool. So if any of our viewers want to find out a bit more about you and your clinic, where should they go?
Yeah, so you can find us at www.corbochiro.com, and we are also located, like I said, on 10 Plastics Avenue in Etobicoke at Queensway in Islington. We also do have an Instagram. It's at Corbo Chiropractic, and I have a podcast as well. It's called Activate Health and Wellness with Dr. Celia Corbo.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, you heard it here first, maybe second. Dr. Celia Corbo, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Feel Better podcast. Bye for now.